Welcome to the tax update for the week beginning 25th November. And we're approaching the autumn statement, and an announcement has just been made that it's changed from the previous date given of Wednesday the 4th of December to now Thursday the 5th of December. So at 12:30 we should all be sitting down with our pencils ready, taking notes on what's coming in next year's finance bill. There's an interesting case decided by the Supreme Court in favour of the revenue in a test case, Cotter versus Revenue and Customs, which had about 200 other taxpayers using a scheme which Mr. Cotter had used to try and reduce his tax bill. The scheme failed, but that's not really the point of the Supreme Court appeal, because the revenue had calculated Mr. Cotter's tax liability at £212,000 for the year 2007-08, based on the return which he had submitted without computation. But then, before the time was out, Mr. Cotter's accountant submitted a provisional loss claim. This was a tax avoidance scheme, and in Mr. Cotter's case, he claimed to have sustained an employment-related loss of £710,000. But that's not really the point at issue, which was whether or not the revenue needed to formally open an inquiry under the Section 9A procedure, or whether the revenue were entitled to raise questions about a claim made separate from the return. Lord Hodge, who gave the leading judgment in the Supreme Court, stated at paragraph 31 that Mr. Cotter had submitted his return, which did not show a loss claim, and therefore the revenue was entitled to proceed using the powers available under Schedule 1A to test the efficacy of the claim. The fact that the loss claim failed did not mean that Mr. Cotter could in any way delay or defer the payment of the tax, which the revenue had calculated and was due as at the 31st of January 2009. As usual, this podcast is accompanied by a summary of the case along with summarised notes and links should further research be wished. And really, there's a very interesting area of research, particularly if you're English, because the Institute of Fiscal Studies has published a paper on the fiscal consequences of Scottish independence. It's allegedly 69 pages, but there's really only about 60 pages of reading in this. And it's basically pointing out that it costs more to deliver public services such as education, health, security and the like in a remote and low population density area such as Scotland, which has 8.4% of the population of the UK, but roughly the same landmass as the whole of England. The paper concludes that Scotland would need to either raise tax or cut back seriously and severely on public services if it was to attain a fiscal position that was sustainable. But of course, there are so many variables in something like this that a boom in North Sea oil might well solve the problem, just as the Scottish Government might hope that by encouraging inward investment, it could increase employment. Luxembourg faces a European Commission challenge to its reduced rate for electronic downloadable books. Luxembourg offers a reduced rate of 3%. France is actually offering 5.5%, and both countries are now facing an infraction proceeding before the Court of Justice of the European Union. You can read more about this. But to finish with an important practical point, if a new client walks in the door and wants assistance in filing their 2012-13 return, you need to get authorisation through, and that's often been criticised by the processing times at the Central Agent Authorisation Team unit based at Long Benton. So they've come out and published turnaround times, and that's helpful. There's a useful table published along with this. But basically, if you're going to file electronically, then you need to get agent authorization online by 15th January for online authorization, and by post you need to get the mandate form 64-8 in by the 23rd of December. An interesting deadline and one to bear in mind. Thanks for listening.